Mrs. Witch's voice seemed very tired. Tell her, she said to Mrs. Whatsit. Mrs. Whatsit sighed. No, Meg, it hasn't just come. It has been there for a great many years. That is why your planet is such a troubled one. But why? Calvin started to ask, his voice croaking hoarsely. Mrs. Whatsit raised her hand to silence him. We showed you the dark thing on Uriel first, for many reasons. First, because the atmosphere on the mountain peaks there is so clear and thin, you could see it for what it is. And we thought it would be easier for you to understand it if you saw it, well, someplace else first, not your own Earth. I hate it, Charles Wallace cried passionately. I hate the dark thing. Mrs. Whatsit nodded. Yes, Charles, dear. We all do. That's another reason we wanted to prepare you on Uriel. We thought it would be too frightening for you to see it first of all about your own beloved world. But what is it? Calvin demanded. We know that it's evil, but what is it?
You have said it.
Mrs. Witch's voice rang out.
It is evil. It is the powers of darkness.
But what's going to happen? Meg's voice trembled. Oh, please, Mrs. Witch, tell us what's going to happen.
We will continue to fight.
Something in Mrs. Witch's voice made all three of the children stand straighter, throwing back their shoulders with determination, looking at the glimmer that was Mrs. Witch with pride and confidence. And we're not alone, you know, children, came Mrs. Watts at the comforter. All through the universe it's being fought. All through the cosmos. And my, but it's a grand and exciting battle. I know it's hard for you to understand about size, how there's very little difference in the size of the tiniest microbe or the greatest galaxy. You think about that, and maybe it won't seem strange to you that some of our very best fighters have come right from your own planet. And it's a little planet, dears, out on the edge of a little galaxy. You can be proud that it's done so well.
Who have our fighters been? Calvin asked.
Oh, you must know them, dear, Mrs. Whatsit said. Mrs. Hu's spectacles shone out at them triumphantly. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Jesus, Charles Wallace said. Why, of course, Jesus. Of course, Mrs. Whatsit said. Go on, Charles, love. There were others. All your great artists. They've been lights for us to see by. Leonardo da Vinci? Calvin suggested tentatively. And Michelangelo? And Shakespeare, Charles Wallace called out. And Bach! And Pasteur! And Madame Curie and Einstein! Now Calvin's voice rang with confidence. And Schweitzer and Gandhi and Buddha and Beethoven and Rembrandt and St. Francis! Now you, Meg, Mrs. Whatsit ordered. Oh, Euclid, I suppose. Meg was in such an agony of impatience that her voice gritted irritably. And Copernicus? But what about Father? Please, what about Father?
We are going to your father,
Mrs. Witch said.
But where is he?
Meg went over to Mrs. Witch and stamped, as though she were as young as Charles Wallace. Mrs. Whatsit answered in a voice that was low, but quite firm. On a planet that is given in, so you must prepare to be very strong. All traces of cheer had left the happy medium's face. She sat holding the great ball, looking down at the shadowed earth, and a slow tear coursed down her cheek.
I can't stand it any longer, she sobbed. Watch now, children, watch!